Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Texans are taking this thing over. Like, people are, well, okay, we do have the draft. Hell, they ain't even picking on Thursday, you know, and people are still excited about this. And I was just thinking, well, this could be a rough time for the Astros to potentially have this run in, because people are looking for a reason to turn.
Oh, yeah.
Straight Texans, because it's the number one thing, it seems like, from what we see, sports fans are interested in. And then Tyler, his response. The response from Brandon Scott immediately made me say, oh, we got to talk about this. I said that to you, Brandon. You said,
oh, man.
Hell, not only could they drop below the Texans.
Dude, anybody. I think that anybody that is not the Texans at this point should be worried. Like, I think that if the football team here is good, the football team being the Texans, so if the Texans are on their way up, everybody else aside from them should be worried, because at that point, you are fighting for second place. If the football team in Houston is good, the football team in Houston is going to be number one. And it's like that in most places, but I think it's especially like that here. Now you go beyond that. Okay, so who am I competing with for second?
I'll get to it.
And for me, if the Astros continue on the trend that they are on this year, okay, if they're bad throughout this year, and then the Rockets get to pick it back up this fall, and let's say they're in the playoffs a year from now, the playoffs that we're watching right now. Let's say the Rockets are in it. Okay, and the Astros are now descending, or God forbid, doing the thing that Ron talked about earlier, selling all your good players, or selling some of the good players that are going to be up for contracts pretty soon. Like, if they're going in a clear direction the other way, to me, it's nothing for them to come third place. They'll still have the history.
You think within a year that the Astros could be, you could see a real scenario in which the Astros are third, dude, behind the Rockets.
I've been here my whole life, man.
All
they got to do is be bad. I've been saying for a long time.
Really?
They cannot afford to be bad. I don't think any team, to be clear, this is not just specific to the Astros. They just happen to be the one. This is their lot in life right now. This is their time. But I don't think any team, we've seen this with the Texans, we've seen it with the Rockets.
Here, it's been clear the Rockets have been a clear third.
Yeah, well, because they've been bad since you've been here. I don't think any team in this city can really afford to be bad and maintain the full attention of its fan base. Okay, that applies to me to every team, but especially the two non-football teams. I think the Texans can survive it better than anybody. But, and also just the nature of the sports, the number of games they play, how long the regular season is, how easy it can be to lose interest in an NBA season, in a baseball season. Like, we're already reaching that point. I think if it's clear that this is going to be a, you know, 90 loss to 100 loss type of baseball team, like, if they're going into that direction, I'm old enough to remember. We've all been here to see this before. When the team has been bad.
In a year, though? In a year, Tyler?
If they're
like
bad.
In a year. Like, how good they have
that'd
been.
That'd be a hell of a plummet.
I know what you're saying.
You got to think about what else is happening within the year. The football team is going up. We're already getting it on the text line. I'm seeing it on the YouTube channel. Why have y'all talked so much Astros? They suck. Talk more about the Texans, their draft.
Someone just texted in, haven't the Astros always been third?
What?
They have been. Astros have been one, if not one ace.
That person.
It also depends on how you view your sports. Not everybody takes in all the sports the way we do here at Sports Radio 610. So some people are just like kind of naturally oriented against baseball to begin with. But if you're a baseball fan, an Astros fan, but you're also a Texans fan, you're also a Rockets fan, you're genuinely interested in the goodwill in those teams, the goodness of those teams, and those teams are good and the Astros are bad. Yeah, they will beat they could easily, okay, if they continue on this sort of trajectory, could easily go from first to third in a year.
Wow.
100%.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch.
Rocket,
can you,
think
can
about
you
it.
Get a sense? Because, yes, the Rockets are ascending. The Texans clearly have it. They got it by the throat.
The arrow's pointed
the
up.
The city. That the Astros, who I think have been number one, could drop down to third. Tyler, this is my thing. It's just weird because you know that Altuve and Alvarez are going to be on the team.
Sure as hell better be.
Like, you know they're going to be on the team. You know, and Pena and Yiner Diaz. You know those two stars are going to be on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And I could even see this, Brandon, if you're talking 2-3 years down the line. Boy, that quickly? You're saying the fan base of the Astros can turn that quickly
It's not even
a team that was for seven straight years, and really this run is from 2015.
It's not turning though. It's just shifting the attention. Like, they'll still be Astros fans.
They'll care more.
Wow. Yeah. No, I think the pecking order in this city starts with football, and then from there it goes with how competitive are you? How good are you? Who would the tie? I think the another interesting question would be, who does the tie go to? Like, let's say the Astros take a step back but are still competitive, and then the Rockets are a playoff team. Then who does the tie go to is an interesting discussion. But if one's good and the other is bad, and the football team is great, yeah, think about it. A year from now, let's say the Texans don't even go to the AFC Championship game. They do the same thing they did last year. Go to the division game. Hard-fought season, encouraging, new uniforms, all this buzz. There you go. And then a year from now, we're looking ahead at the 2025 draft. That's going to be more important than a losing Astros season. The Rockets in the playoffs. That'll be more important and more noteworthy than a losing Astros season. Yeah, I can see it, man.
Couple of texts on the text line. Text line coming in. Ronnie, it's just Ron. Until more recently, Houston was always football first, then Rockets. When the let me ask you guys this, and this could be perspective. This is interesting. Tyler and Brandon come to the table with this. You guys were covering Brandon Moore to an extent. Covering, you were here as a humongous fan when the Harden Rockets were rolling and getting and running their head up against that Golden State wall, but they were relevant and good. Won the Western Conference that one year, lost to them in the Western Conference Finals, lost to them in the semis, but were one of the relevant teams.
Mm-hmm.
That same time, that's still in the middle of the Astros. That's in the Astros' run.
Right. Beginning
right,
of
right?
It.
Like, that's in the
start
17,
of it.
6, 17, 18, that's still
– Yeah.
Those were – what was two? What was bigger, Astros or Rockets?
Well, no, the Astros won the World Series in 2017, so –
Yeah, so, yeah, if there so is start, one, it's so, Stros.
Well, okay, 17, so starting, 18, 19, whatever is because.
I think they're just tied.
I mean, so starting from 2017 and on, once they become World Series champions and then they're World Series contenders from that point on, they then take two at that point because the Rockets weren't even.
That's fair.
Didn't even go to the finals. Like, they were threatening the dynasty, but they didn't even go to the finals. The Astros actually won the World Series in 2017. So they were two from that point on for sure.
I think that's fair. But I would say, like, as long as I've been in Houston, which is my whole life, I mean, it feels like whenever the squads are performing and doing well, the big three here in Houston, that, yeah, maybe football's number one. And honestly, it's like the Rockets and Astros are tied to me at two. I mean, people love their basketball and baseball in this city.
They'll always be neck and neck.
Yeah.
They will always be neck and neck in terms of loyalty. It depends on success.
No matter, even this 7 year, and listen, I'm just getting it from you. Even this 7 year stretch where it feels like the Astros have built up even a stronger, it's not Red Sox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.